Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests, test our luck, and listen to this past week in recording history. I'm just back from a business conference in Las Vegas, but following the adage about all work and no play, I did manage to test my luck while there, so here's a set of rapidly rotating records about luck, beginning with Kinsman and his band.
Make up your mind, you won't be left behind. For every day, in every way, is a lucky day for you. Times are bad, but still they might be worse. But bad or sad, there'll come a glad reverse. For every day, in every way, is a lucky day for you. Where your lucky star is shining, there you'll find your silver lining. So push your way right through the skies of gray, and soon you'll ride upon the sunny side. For every day, in every way, is a lucky day for you.
Thank you. Lady Luck, come on, I got you on my mind. Oh, won't you please be kind to me? Yes, sir. Oh, Lady Luck, don't give my hopes a rash, 'cause I'm just as happy. Oh, I'm as happy as I can be, yes, sir. Oh, come on, stick around me for a while. Come on, show me, that's it. I want to see that golden smile. Oh, Lady Luck, oh, I knew you should, and I knew that you would be good to me. Stick around me for a while. That's it. Show me that big golden smile. Aha!
Jack Albin's Hotel Pennsylvania Music with the vocal by the Danford Sisters and Lucky Little Devil, written by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods. That's from a Harmony 78 recorded January 4th, 1930. Before that, it was the high-headed tragedian of song Ted Lewis and Lady Luck from August 22nd, 1929. Lady Luck was written by Ray Perkins and is from the 1929 Warner Brothers musical review The Show of Shows, where it was sung by Nick Lucas, Alexander Gray, and Ted Lewis. We began that lucky set with Kinsman and his band playing at the Ritz Hotel, London. Yes, that's the credit on the label. And Every Day's a Lucky Day. The vocalist on that July 5, 1932 recording was Tom Barrett. Tommy Kinsman was a multi-instrumentalist who first came to prominence with his London Frivolities band in 1928. He later recorded under pseudonyms including Eddie Harding and his Nightclub Boys, the Florida Band, the Ballroom Monarchs, the Regal Cinema Ballroom Dance Band, and the 15 Crimson Dominoes. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Longtime faithful listener Richard sent an email last week requesting Fred Waring's recording of Little Peach. Unfortunately, I don't have that record, but as part of a peachy set of songs, I am happy to play the one version of Little Peach that I do have. Here's Jack Stillman's orchestra.
Thank you. it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi. Everybody picks on me when it's roundup time in Texas. The cowboys make whoopee. Then down in old Alabama, it's gal picking time to me. Deodoli, olay, hey, deodoli. There's the bluegrass down in Kentucky. Virginia's where they do the swing. Carolina, now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling. I know I'll see you soon. There's where I'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Deodoli-o, olay-o, olay. Now when hard times overtake you, I hope they don't get me, for I've got a sweetie waiting for me down in Tennessee. I know I'm going to see her, I hope it won't be long. There's where we'll pick a little cabin and call it our mountain home. Deodoli-o, deodoli-o, deodoli. When the picking in is pick the cotton, I'll pick a wedding ring. We'll go to town and pick a little gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business. I know he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, it's gal picking time to me. Deodoli-o, deodoli-o, deodoli.
The singing brakeman, Jimmie Rodgers, in 1932, about a year before his death from tuberculosis, and Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia was written by Rodgers, along with his friend and frequent sideman, Clayton McMichin, who played fiddle in that recording and who was known as the North Georgia Wildcat. Before that, we heard Joseph C. Smith's orchestra and a medley of a couple of tunes from the 1917 Broadway show Hitchy Coo. The first was When You've Picked Your Basket of Peaches, followed by 6 times 6 is 36. E. Ray Getz wrote the music to both of those. The show Hitchy Coo ran for 220 performances at 3 different theaters from June 7th to December 17th of 1917. A 1918 production of Hitchy Coo, with a completely different set of songs by Ray Getz and Glenn McDonough, ran for 66 performances at the Globe Theater. There were also 1919 and 1920 productions of Hitchy Coo, with music by Cole Porter and Jerome Kern, respectively. We began with Jack Stillman's orchestra recording for Edison, April 1, 1925, and Little Peach from the Broadway show Louis XIV.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
I received a nice email last week from listener Aaron in the UK, who is sharing his own nice collection of Ray Sterita and Ted Weems records on YouTube under the ID of Aaron1912. One of the records he has is My Persian Rosebud by Ray Sterita, and he was asking if I knew of any other recordings of that song. Actually, there are lots of them. Harry Hudson's Melody Men, Harry Bidgood's Broadcasters, Bert Furman, Jack Hilton, Ronnie Monroe, Leslie Norman, Nat Starr, and Stan Greening all recorded in November of 1927. Stan Greening even did a second version in January of 1928 with a different vocalist, and those are just the British bands. There was at least one band in Germany that recorded it as well. The one version I have is also from November of 1927, and here it is.
Thank you. again. You are no more my personal slave, but the queen of my heart.
Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Persian Rug from March 7, 1928. That's one of lots of records made around that time about faraway exotic places. Persian Rug was written by Charlie Daniels. No, not that Charlie Daniels, actually Charles Daniels, the real name of Neil Moret, who along with Gus Kahn gave us the hit Chloe, Song of the Swamp. Persian Rug was recorded by lots of bands, including Herb Wiedoeff's famous orchestra, Jack Teagarden, the Louisiana Sugar Babes, with Fats Waller and James P. Johnson, Charlie Strait's orchestra, Paul Whiteman, the California Ramblers, and the Dorsey Brothers. Before that, with apologies for the first few missing notes, it was Persian Slave by Jock McDermott and his New Carlton Players. The vocalist on that September 1930 recording is unidentified. Persian Slave was written by Robert Hargreaves, Sherman Myers, and Stanley J. Damerel, who brought us Lady of Spain. We began that Persian set by request of listener Aaron in the UK for My Persian Rosebud. The version we heard was by Leslie Norman and his Carlton Hotel Band, with the vocal by Chick Endor, recorded in London on November 21, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Longtime faithful listener Len up in Washington State sent a nice email last week requesting 3 records by Fred Waring, and he even named a 4th as a backup. Well, sorry, Len, but even with the backup, I'm afraid I'm only going to bat 500. Here's Fred Waring.
Won't you tell me, hun, when we're gonna be one?
Won't you tell?
You're so smart.
I'm so dumb.
It takes two to do the stuff.
Won't you tell me, hun, when we're gonna be one?
Won't you tell?
Please tell.
Won't you tell?
Let us hurry down to Parson Brown and ring his front door bell. Is he very slick in arithmetic?
Say, I can hear him yell. Now, children, when the knot is tied,
multiply, but don't divide.
Won't you tell?
When we're gonna be one?
Personality, Lila. Wonderful, nothingless, bundle of happiness, Lila. Who has her picture taken wherever she goes? Who's on the candy boxes at Lila's, Lila? When there's a gang around, who do they hang around, Lila? Look at them fall for her, gentlemen all prefer, Lila. You know, I know, she's so oh oh. Up to the minute, there's nobody in it with Lila. Lila. notorious for being glorious.
Lila!
Lila! Lila!
Lila!
Who's got the skin you love? Who's got the gin you love?
Lila! Lila.
Who's got a disposition that's driving them wild? Who breaks more hearts than Samson's Delilah? When there's a swell affair, who draws the fellas there?
Lila!
Lila! Lila!
Lila!
Who can play hard to get or be companionate?
Lila!
Butchers, tailors, soldiers and sailors, they hang around and wait, but they get the gate.
Sweet Lila!
We began that set with a terrific record by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians by request of listener Lynn in Washington. That was Won't You Tell Me Hun, When We're Gonna Be One from January 31st, 1929. You heard Fred Waring, Bill Townsend, Francis Foster, Fred Culley, and the unmistakable Polly McClintock in that little vocal relay. Next, it was Fred Waring, this time with Brother Tom providing the vocal on Lila, recorded by Victor on March 23rd, 1928. Now, many of you noticed my little stumble last week when I played Do It Again by Paul Whiteman, but announced it as Stumbling. Even when I have the original 78s for records I play on the show, they're transferred to CD and played from those rather than directly from the disc. But in this case, I was playing a commercial CD and a quite well-known and respected label, which in that particular instance had mislabeled the track, and I wasn't paying enough attention to my own show to have caught it. Anyway, we finished that set with Stumbling. Really. But in the interest of variety, it wasn't Paul Whiteman, but Benny Kruger's orchestra in May of 1922. Stumbling was written by Zez Confrey, who, if we weren't fulfilling requests this week, would likely have his own segment, since his birthday was last week on April 3rd in 1895.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Harry Roy and his orchestra.
take my sugar to tea. All the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes.
When I take my sugar to tea,
I'm a rowdy-dowdy, that's me. She's a high-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes.
When I take my sugar to tea.
Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires.
When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes.
When I take my sugar to
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Roy and his orchestra from the Mayfair Hotel and Diddle Dum Dee, recorded exactly 72 years ago this very day. The vocalist was Bill Curry, with a little help from the band. Next, it was Hunter's Serenaders from a Vocalion 78, waxed April 2, 1931, and Sensational Mood, fully one half of the band's entire recorded output. Omaha-based trumpeter Lloyd Hunter led bands from 1923 until his death in 1961, but recorded only once, resulting in two issued sides. Shortly after the session, Hunter's Serenaders went on a 10-month national tour with blues singer Victoria Spivey. Sensational Mood was written by Henry Wood, who sometimes played accordion in the band, and Horace Noble Floyd, who played alto sax. We finished up with an even more obscure band, Glenn Light and his orchestra, with an unobscure song, When I Take My Sugar to Tea. That was recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, in the studios of the New York Recording Laboratories in April of 1931. So what was the New York Recording Laboratory doing in Wisconsin? Well, NYRL was a subsidiary of the Wisconsin Chair Company, which in the early 1910s started making phonograph cabinets for the Edison Company, and in 1916 decided to try to cash in on the booming record business by getting into it themselves. They started the United Phonographs Corporation, which produced records on the Puritan label. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, like you didn't know that. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.